page 83. 7. Future bodies. 4. Vocabulary. Read the article again. Find words or phrases with the following meaning. 0. An organization that gives money, food or help to people who need it. Part 1. Charity. 1. To gather money for something. Part 1. 2. To give all your attention to the thing you are doing. Part 2. 3. Not far away. Part 3. 4. Liked by many people. Part 3. 5. Showing no fear of dangerous or difficult things. Part 3. 5. Speaking. Work in pairs. Discuss the questions. 1. Which sport activity from the article on page 82 do you like the most? Which don't you like? Compare your ideas with others in class. 2. What other fun sports events have you heard of? 3. What do you do to stay fit and healthy? 4. What do you think you should do more in this respect? Writing. A story. 1. Read Jim's story below. Answer these questions. 1. Where were Jim and his friends? 2. What happened to Jim? 3. What did his friends do? 4. What happened in the end? 5. What do you think Jim and his friends learned from the experience? 2. Which of the words in bold in the story are used to talk about the time when things happened? Talk about the order in which things happened? Make the story more interesting. 3. Read the story again and answer the questions. 1. Which past tenses does the writer use in the first paragraph and why? 2. The story has 3 paragraphs. Which of them sets the scene? Who, where, when talks about a dramatic situation? Tells about the solution to the problem? 4. Choose a sports event and think of a real or imagined story. Make a plan that helps you to tell the story in 3 paragraphs. Make notes about ideas for each of them. 5. Write your story in about 120 words. Use Jim's story to help you. Make sure your story is well structured. When you have finished, check the tenses you have used. Sunday, 12th June. Dear Diary, you wouldn't believe what happened to me today. My friends and I went to our local park to play football. It was raining hard and we were running after the ball when suddenly someone kicked my ankle very hard. Obviously, I fell down badly and I couldn't move. My friends were still playing, but I was lying on the ground, grabbing my ankle. I looked at it. It was already swollen and turning purple. At first, nobody seemed to notice me. One boy told me to get up but then went back to the game. 10 minutes later, everybody stopped playing and they all walked off the pitch. I couldn't believe it. I called out and finally 2 of them came back to talk to me. When I showed them my ankle, they were shocked. Luckily, we had our mobile phones, so we called an ambulance. We had to wait a long time and I was in a lot of pain. Eventually, the ambulance arrived and took me to hospital. As soon as the doctor saw my leg, he knew it was broken. I needed a small operation. While I was in hospital, my friends all came to visit me and say sorry. They also bought me a huge box of chocolates. I forgave them. Of course,